Conor Power, journalist. Welcome to the programme.
Hello, good morning to you.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on Talk Travel.
Not at all, pleasure to be here.
Now, Conor, you're a great travel writer, and you sent me a wonderful email about the catacombs and the River Seine. So we decided, let's talk about these two particular holiday destinations and what people can do. So first of all, can you talk to me about the catacombs?
Sure. Well, it's the catacombs. It's one of the aspects of Paris that's often overlooked. It's deep, deep underground. This is 20 meters under Paris, under the streets of Paris. This is way below the sewers, way below the metro lines. It's an extraordinary place. What it is really, it started off in the late 18th century, back in 1786, when Louis XVI decided that they had to go and empty some of the cemeteries that were getting rather full. So they started this, and they started transferring, digging up the remains of all these graveyards and transferring the bones to this underground ossuary. So now, it went on until the kind of mid-1800s, and the last time was 1859, in fact, when there was a huge major refurbishment of Paris, which created Paris as we know it today, with all the wide boulevards and so on. There are the remains of 6 to 7 million people underground here.
My goodness, I have been to Paris so many times, and I have been to all the historical sites except this one.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
So just where, I mean, if as a tourist, how would I access this area?
Well, it's as I said, it's a fairly central enough location, right?
And yeah.
You can get a metro to this. It's on actually Avenue Colonel Henri Roll Tanguy, which is I think it's in the 14th around this month, so it's not too far out. The metro is Donfair Rush Road. That's the name of the metro stop you take. And as soon as you come out, it's simply right across the road. You'll see the entrance there.
And is it a big historical entrance into it?
No, it's quite small, very discreet. It's right beside a park, almost on the corner of a long, wide street. And you wouldn't, you might not know it, and you'd nearly pass by the thing, you know, because it's not, it doesn't have sort of bells and whistles and huge flashing signs or anything like that.
Yeah, and what's the whole experience then by visiting somewhere like that?
It's amazing. It's quite sobering, and it's kind of a way of, I suppose, of taking an alternative route to Paris, because Paris can sometimes get to people. It's a very, very densely populated city. It's the most populated, densely populated city in Europe by a long, long way.
Wow.
So when you're underground, you're in a very kind of a strange place right in the city centre. It starts off, there's actually 2 kilometres of walking. You have to go down 130 steps to get down there. It's quite deep. And the first sort of half, if you like, just takes you along tunnels, and you're being shown, you know, there's various plaques to tell you who dug this section of tunnel and by whom and so on. And as you go along, if you get the guided tour, and you can also get the audio guide as well for an extra €3, you'll be told, you know, what each section of tunnel was, when it was done and so on. But then the real, I suppose, meat, if you like, is when you go into the catacombs proper into the ossuary itself. And it's
ossuary, now that's a new word for me.
Well, that's a deposit of bones, essentially.
Okay.
From the Latin for bone is os, or something similar like that.
Right.
In French, it's O-S-O. So when you go in there, there's a portico as you go through, and it tells you that you are now entering the domain of the dead. And you're not allowed to take photos from this point on, or film, or anything like that. But the bones are done like a built up like a wall, and they're so neatly arranged. It kind of takes your breath away, to be honest.
Wow, that's just unbelievable.
Yes, and you're going past just walls and walls of bones, and skulls sort of sitting on top, you know.
Wow,
and that's sometimes they sort of arrange all the bones to make a design, you know.
I mean, that's absolutely so. There must be a huge amount in the audio as you walk around it.
Yes, there is. Yeah. Now we went on a guided tour. We went for the guided tour. Off.
Yeah.
And the audio tour is very good, I'm told, as well, you know.
Yeah.
It's got about 30 minutes of commentary. But
I think this is a definite must in Paris.
Oh, I would say so. I think so, because you're going through a lot of history here.
Yeah.
All through the Revolution, for example.
Yeah.
You know, all the like you know, Robespierre and Danton, these famous guys who were executed in the kind of second wave of revolution.
Yeah.
Very down here.
And it brings you to the real sort of foundation, I suppose, if I could say such a thing, of Paris.
It does. And, you know, they found an awful lot of sea animal fossils down here. And in fact, there's an exhibition on at the moment running till the end of the year, which tells you all about that.
So that's one thing on the agenda for visiting Paris, because so many Irish people go to Paris. I mean, it's one of our stops for sure. The other thing you suggested is travelling down the Seine on a boat.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's the ultimate Parisian cliche in many ways, you know, and a lot of people kind of, some people might even avoid it, but I really think it's a fantastic way to get your bearings and to see the city without being sort of pushed and shoved around a bit, you know.
Yeah, because you get to see the enormity, actually, of this city from the water.
You do indeed, yeah. And it is undeniably romantic, you know. You'd have to have a hard heart now not to be
seduced
by it, you know. It really is great.
So do you think the best time to do that trip on the Seine is at night time rather than by day?
For certain, yes. I did it both. I did it before during the daytime. And it's also very nice. But at night, really, if you can take it sort of at this time of year, maybe coming into summer, the 8:30 one is a good one, because it's just around the time when the sun goes down, the sky lights up beautifully, and the whole city of light, as it's known, comes to life, you know.
And you go into the old Latin quarter of the city, isn't that? You travel right down into the heart of the city.
You do indeed, yeah. You start off on the kind of north side, which is the right bank, and you head you're heading east then towards, you're going past the Latin quarter, and you're going past you know, Notre Dame Cathedral, places like that, and the Garde, the Musée d'Orsay, which was used to be a railway station, is now a fantastic gallery. But the big one, of course, is on the return journey, because you go up, you turn around, and then you come back, and then you're heading down towards the Eiffel Tower. And when you get to the Eiffel Tower, really, just the excitement level on the boat just goes into overdrive, and people are just, you know, running from one side of the boat to the other to capture the Eiffel Tower, because it really is the highlight, I think, you know.
Now, Conor, you specialise in France. Can you tell us about your website that's outside your journalistic sort of platform?
Yes, indeed. I'm editor of a new online magazine, which is called toutelafrance.ie, and that's spelled T-O-O-T, just to get that right up, toutelafrance.ie. It's all about France for Irish people, really. It has everything to do with travel, news, views, interviews. And you know, it's our next nearest neighbour. An awful lot of people are curious about France, and really, this is, I suppose, the answer to that curiosity, you know.
And you talk about different destinations, where to stay, etc.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a great tip for anybody looking to book a holiday. They could go onto your website and see what suggestions you would have.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
And Conor, outside that, where are you writing? Where can we see your travel writing?
Outside of that, really, I write for a variety of publications. I appear now and again in the Sunday Business Post, also in the Irish Examiner, and from time to time in the Irish Times, and occasionally in the Sunday Times as well.
Well, Conor, that was really delighted to have you on today, because, you know, France and Paris, it's, as we say, it's just our next-door neighbour, and it's great to get a few little tips if you're going to be travelling there. Conor Parr, journalist, thank you for joining us today on Talk Travel.
Thank you.
Calls cost 97 cents per